Shava, I had to say Stark, because like, just take her for his dad or something.
How did you?
Yeah. Took her home for a day date once, and it's still ongoing. It's world's longest day. Never took her back.
Yeah, I remember when I first met you. She's fucking mad, don't you? Yeah, like, proper mad. I had one dog that was a prick and made a like really sensible choice and just getting another one.
They'll fix it though.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I went to meet the dog, took Ranger along, and Arlo was just going sick at the end of the lead. Like trying to. One day she redirected on my knee and I was like, fuck this, I need help. He's an odd bollock, isn't he?
Yeah, man.
Hello.
There's no way you can't like him. Nah, like, if you don't like him, you're a knob.
Yeah, you don't like dogs. Yeah.
You don't like Stark. Fuck you, man. And I'll say it to your face. She was a lovely little dog.
She's fucking class. I was talking about her already. She's fucking just
absolutely amazing. Because the tragedy with them two is just. Oh, don't you. Can we just hug? Wait. What did you say for the dog you would least like to meet down a dark alley?
Least like to? Yeah. Dennis.
I said Kev.
Kev?
I'm fairly decent mates with Dennis, whereas Kev sometimes has a look in his eye and I'm like,
nah,
I don't know.
Kev, fine.
No, I don't know.
What other questions did you have? Drug deal. Did you get the drug deal one?
No. Chava, I had to say Stark, because I was like, just take after his dad at some point.
How did you? Yeah. I said Chief.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
For Stark, yeah, he's a bit chubby, isn't he? That's funny. Are we on?
What else?
Well, mate, today the gods of the YCA have tasked us with talking briefly about actually our own dogs.
From origins gone by, yeah. Or our current own dogs?
Or
both?
We'll start with Molly and then go from there.
That wasn't my first dog, you know.
No, I know she wasn't your first
We're
dog.
We're starting there, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Molly, Staffy, so she was...
Where'd you get her?
RSPCA in Hull.
Yep.
Wasn't meant to be. Lost a Rottie, went to uni, wasn't going to get a dog, but then ended up going to Hull Uni and I lived near enough Hull. So actually, scope turned out I did have the scope to get one.
Yep.
Went to the RSPCA a few times, fed a few dogs like you do through the kennel doors, got vibes off different dogs, liked this one. Had my previous two dogs, both Rotties, one of them which was from the same RSPCA. Had a bit of a laugh with the kennel staff because they had a nickname of her of the pig because she was like a short, squat thing, right? Pulled like a train and they were like, do you know what? You wouldn't be the worst person to have. Bearing in mind, I knew nothing about... I had actually ruined a dog. The dog before this was very well trained and I very successfully detrained him. But that's a different story. So knew nothing really about dog training. Was just a young dude at uni. But I had plenty of time on my hands and she pulled like a train and I was heavy.
So just a good match.
Yeah, just a good match. At least, worst case, I could manage.
Yep.
Nice. Manage. Yeah. Quite a wild type of dog. She was very wild, very instinctive.
What breed is she again?
Staffy Rottweiler. But she would, you'd be walking along in the garden and she would jump into a bush and come out of the bush with a blackbird in her mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was like a ninja. Catch mice, all kinds of...
What, did I meet her?
I think maybe, but when you met her, she was like 16. Yeah, yeah, super old.
Kind of she long. Died just of old age, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Did
16.
She was 18 when she
fuck
was...
Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she? I didn't know that.
Yeah. 18.
Christ, and essentially, mad, like,
the saddest thing was very sound of mind, but just couldn't...
Body just stopped working.
Couldn't get out to the toilet. It, yeah.
Oh, no.
I like my body, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, you're
but
on
I'm
your
not
way,
sound
aren't
of
mate?
Mind. I'm also
no,
not
the
sound of mind.
Dementia's kicking in too, so...
Yeah.
It's good. You've probably got a couple of years left to enjoy you. Oh,
but she good. Taught me mostly about management.
Right.
Nothing really. I never trained that dog.
Yeah.
She was basically a wild animal.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
lived
yeah.
with me. But yeah, we got on well. And she was a bit dog reactive and a bit of other stuff, but I could hang on to her and I could make sure the other dogs couldn't get to her and she
all
couldn't
right.
get
I've got a
them.
Question for you. If you could take dog trainer Ian Kirk and put him back to the Ian Kirk that adopted Molly, what would you have done different?
Why? A lot. I had classic we call it a rescue dog person syndrome. Super empathetic. Had the luxury. I still lived at home. I don't know if it was a luxury or a punishment, but my mum and dad's garden was like decent. Gave her the world. Like
right, okay.
And shouldn't have. She was a little bit wayward anyway, but it definitely like amplified and definitely didn't help things. But then I could take her to the beach every day.
Yeah.
So fulfillment wise, she was super fulfilled. We used to run down the beach, play rugby with her.
Okay.
She'd smash up rats' nests in the garden, catch rabbits. So like, she was a very content dog, but a little bit, if I'm going, I'm going, you know. But yeah, I could have done a lot with her. Much more like appropriate fulfillment than maybe getting her in rabbit holes. And well, maybe arguably not more appropriate. I don't know.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, not as specific. But yeah, could have got away, could have done a much better job of her.
I think that like sometimes we can get too pent up on our dog's behaviour and like having discipline over them. But if you're happy, right?
Yeah.
They're not dangerous to anyone.
No.
And they're fucking content and fulfilled. Fine. Like, all right, why train them?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm hoping she had a great life. I'm pretty sure she did.
I don't think people quite realise that the reason like we want to train our dogs be to enable them to have better lives.
Yeah.
Not to just make things better for us.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. So I couldn't have exposed them. Bit missing in her puzzle I wouldn't have been able to take her to a cafe or a pub or something.
Yeah.
But at that point, I didn't do that though, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I'd be like, right, okay, I want Blue to be able to go.
Does the dog need to go to a cafe or a pub though?
No, but maybe if I've been, you know, like a hiking or whatever.
Yeah.
I go hiking, I want to go there. I don't want to leave
two
in the
together.
Car.
Yeah.
Like, gotcha. Two and two together.
Yep, that's
but I wouldn't
point.
Take her to enjoy the cafe, no.
Gotcha. Then we move on to Rita. Is that right?
Yeah. Rita came alongside Molly for maybe a year or two.
She's still with us.
She is still with us. She's still bonkers. She's 11, but she's you wouldn't think it.
Yeah, she's
other
she's,
than a bit of grey.
Yeah. She looks well.
Good nick. My good friend Linda at Lynn B got her from there.
Yep.
Similar
she
weird
stitched
story.
You up, right?
She was laughing when she did the handover, but... all's well that ends well. I was still playing rugby when my mum and dad, well, my sister lived in Austin.
How long ago was this, mate?
2015, so.
All right. And you were still playing?
Yep. Still playing. Had loads of time on my hands, so went to see my dad one day when he was cat sitting for my sister in Austin.
Yeah.
Drove past the kennels and thought, all right, I'll go see if I can walk some dogs. So took a couple of different ones for a walk.
Yeah.
Mostly like your bully type breeds.
Yeah.
There was two. One really sadly died. He of some heart condition in the kennels.
Oh, shit.
So then ended up walking Rita a lot more. Took her home for a day date once, and
never
it's
took her
still
back.
Ongoing. It's world's longest That's, day. Never yeah. took her back. Rang Linda and was just like, "You want to come and see me here and check my house out?" And she was like, "Yeah, fine."
And she came.
And then there she is.
Clear and now she's with you. That's nice.
She's been through a full spectrum though, through being. Very dog reactive.
Yeah, I remember when I first met her. She was fucking mad, wasn't she?
Yeah,
like, proper mad.
Yeah, I mean, when I first got her, I had an 8-foot wall around my garden. She ran up my garden shed and jumped over the wall.
Yeah, she's like
two or three times.
Athletic, isn't she?
So I ended up knocking my shed down.
Management. Yeah. Don't teach the dog. Take your shed away. Sell all your tools.
Did actually employ a trainer with her. It was, and there was an element of success.
Yep.
Very much compulsion based though.
Mm-hmm.
But did have an element of success.
Yeah.
Then obviously she's come here with me and near enough. Obviously it's not cured.
Yeah,
but I can have her out in the field. She doesn't give a hoot about any of the unless one had a serious crack at her, in which case can't fair game. And maybe the odd sausage dog.
Yeah,
but for different reasons to dog reactivity. I think she just sees it as a little
great.
Something.
Little fluffy.
Yeah. But now she's pretty good now. She'll do place. She'll recall. She is on the collar for a recall.
Do you think you're still a little bit like cautious with her?
I am,
old days.
Yeah,
I think so.
And more because of the capabilities of her than anything
she
else. Like she's,
up,
she, yeah, she could. Like she's obviously getting on, but...
And if
physically,
you've seen
she's
it in the
capable.
Past where she's... I remember she chinned Av at the gym once, remember?
Yeah. But I mean, in
long
fairness...
Long time ago.
Yeah, in fairness, he started
and he had to go
at her.
But again, it's just capability, though, isn't
exactly
it?
That. Exactly that. So you've got to be a little bit more squeaky clean, haven't you?
Yeah.
Than if, you know, Cora became, probably is, as reactive. She's just capable of less.
It's easier.
I could take her more... I could stick her in more situations and, well, nothing's
Cora
really...
Is Cora a little fucker around dog?
She's getting that way.
It's mad, isn't it?
Sorry, guys. Nah, she's okay. She's just... I don't know.
Is it frusty or is she...
Too much... Yeah. Oh. Nah, there's a little bit of insurity with her. She's a bit nervy.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it just lack of exposure?
Yeah.
Bit of bubble wrap as a baby, yeah?
Yeah. Gotcha. Very much so. All the things we tell everyone not to do.
Yep. Fair enough. Ranger next?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you had him in the gym when Mr. Bump was in the gym, right?
Yeah. So Ranger, 7-year-old Staffy Cross. He features on a lot of our shit, doesn't he?
Yeah. Still got the skills.
Still got the skills. Like, put a lot of work into training him. He was the dog I had when I first became a dog trainer. Had him for a year before I was a dog trainer. And then, he was a little bit of a fucker. He's from Dog Stress, but like... It was still like 10 weeks old, so it wasn't really a rescue job. People say, is he a rescue dog? I say yes, but no. Still made excuses for his behaviour as well.
Yep.
But it was just really just me not training the fucking...
Yeah.
And then
he's
with
got
it,
a bit in him too, though, right? He's got the breed mix that you would take, right? Okay. So he's, if a dude's going to go slightly down that wrong path, he's got...
For sure.
He's not a lab, is he? Like, nah. He's got a bit of that in him.
No, he's not like the most sociable dog. He's fairly tolerant in certain situations, and I have to like rein him in at times. But for the most part, he's a good dog. He gets away with murder nowadays. He's just knocking about the cafe, just fucking pestering everyone for their food and fucking all sorts. But he's a good dog. He's the OG, like, good boy, isn't he? So
yeah, when he started, he ignited your...
Yeah. And we did a hell of a lot of training together, but he's just not the most trainable dog in the world. He's a fairly trainable dog, but he's not like a Malinois or anything. So, if I could go back and just do that all over again, I wish I just got him on an e-collar early doors. And because of Stark was pretty much off a lead by the time he was 8-9 months old, and a lot of that was motivational based, and then e-collar was laid over.
And then
Ranger wasn't probably off a lead till he was like 3 or 4, and I employed all the traditional long line food, do it everywhere, fade away the long line, if he failed back on the long line, so on and so forth, and it's like long, arduous.
Yeah.
And if I could just go back in time, I would have just gone e-collar and him enjoy his life to the maximum potential from the age of 1 to 3, which he didn't get to do because he was on a lead all that time.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, when people say...
It's been game-changing for Rhea.
Yeah, exactly. Probably so when people say, a quick fix, this and this with the e-collar, well, of course I want it to be quicker. Of course I want to get my dog off lead as quick as I fucking can.
The key is the word fix, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
so. If it is a fix, then... Why would you not want it to be quick?
It's crazy.
Not that it is ultimately that quick. Obviously, it's quicker.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think with my skill set now, if I could do it all again motivationally, it might have taken 6 months or whatever, but I reckon I could do it with an e-collar in a month. So, but the average dog owner isn't a dog trainer as well.
No. Yeah. And not even so much skill set wise, just time wise.
Yeah.
When you were training,
he's had a stroke, guys. We're about to lose him here.
When you were training Range, you had the scope within the day to bang out a couple of sessions here and there.
Yeah, because he was just stooging for me at that time. So. Yeah.
Plus, it's important that he was at that level, wasn't it? Because he was a stooge. I can use Rhea as a stooge now, early on. Now it's a bit like, I'm going to get a dog out to test it. I don't know. It could be. So, whereas now she's fine, but you need your dog to be at least... I think it's good having different levels of dogs. Blue's almost too neutral.
Yeah.
He won't test the dog, whereas Mr. Bumble...
Yep, throw himself around, right?
Or if you need a test, he's okay. Yeah, he's a good test.
It's true to have that versatility. Sometimes Stark's really neutral, but just his energy can be a bit too much.
And you can make him speak and more of his...
But I can bring Darla out and she'll just sniff and potter and do nothing and doesn't want to go up to anyone because she's a bit shy, so she's a good one for that. And then Ranger, I can just get to lie down and be chill. Who come next, Darla or Blue?
I think Darla's,
So then Darla come along. Yeah, so obviously Darla. I had one dog that was a prick and made a really sensible choice and just getting another one.
They'll fix it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we've got this Romanian rescue dog. Went to go and meet the dog. Funny
I
this.
Just put one of my answers on the desert island dog. I was stealing Darla off you.
Yep. Yeah.
You
didn't say. I said Darla, definitely. So when to meet the dog, took Ranger along, and Darla was just going sick at the end of the lead, like trying to bite him and smoke him and everything. And I was like, yeah, that seems like a good fit. So we get to like this field and it's like enclosed. And they go, she's better off a lead. Should we let her off?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
if I can go on then. Again, not knowing. This is pre being a dog trainer.
She's okay when she's in a loop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they get out, they both get off the lead, they have a scuffle, and then they just play.
All right, nice.
And I was like, fuck it, this is cute. Yeah, all right, come on, come on over with me.
Worked out fine.
Put them in the back of the car and they're fighting and that, and I'm going, Ranger on my lap.
Like, so
cool. And then, like, she was the reason then I had to help, seek, like, help and start training her, because she was so fucking reactive.
Yeah.
Was just going at everything. And it was like one day she redirected on my knee, and I was like, fuck this, I need help, because of me and Chloe tried to walk around like Malham or something.
Yeah, okay.
Must have seen like 50 fucking dogs. She went at every single dog. We stayed in a dog friendly like Airbnb thing. We had to use a secret entrance, mate, and like pick her up and fucking cover her eyes and shit. Like mental. She's like going sick, like trying to
bite
me
over the head in the back of the van.
We're like leaving her in the room, taking Ranger to the restaurant. But she's just kicking off like fuck, like it was awful.
Stressful.
Yeah, it was awful. It's like, why have I even got a dog?
I remember obviously when you used to bring us, Chloe used to bring us to the gym. She was in the kitchen one day and I didn't know, and I walked into the kitchen. She went nuclear.
Yeah, she can do that.
But you know, it was all about like nerves, wasn't it? She was never actually gonna chin me.
No. She chinned a few dogs though. She one day slipped her harness.
Yeah, it doesn't spread. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I see that.
Is walking her, and she's like, "There's this." And bear in mind, this is a dog now. I can have off lead around other dogs, and she's like, for the most part, fine. Like she's got a bit of fucker, isn't in her, isn't she?
Yeah.
If a dog gets in her grill.
Yeah, but.
But like, I can walk around Golden Acre, and she's just like, ooh, like a dog come up and have a sniff, and she's just gonna potter along, and she's not doing anything. And this is off a lead, but
it's a good word for a potter.
Yeah, she does potter. She does just potter. She does belong on the streets, that fucking dog. Not that I would, you know, change her for the world. But, yeah, one day walking her, right? And she spots this fucking Jack Russell in the distance. And she's on a collar and a harness. She's like fucking going sick at it. Slips on both. On a halty on either one. Slips on both. And fucking takes off, jumps over a fence, then through a fence, and fucking is trying to chin this Jack Russell. I'm like chasing after her. I'm over and through the fence as well, and she's like, this guy is like windmilling his fucking dog, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. That's why I don't get that angry at people out and about, because I'm like, fuck, I've been there.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah, she required,
as long as no damage is done. It's
Darla was harder to train than Stark. Like Stark, I would say, is like, has a very high standard of training.
Yep.
But Darla was harder to train,
like
to get
like
to
a bigger success.
An average. Yeah. I'm more proud of where Darla is now than like. Yeah.
But anyone who
knows Stark doesn't sport or anything like that.
Yeah. Anyone who knows dogs knows that Romy's a tough.
Yeah.
And she's got pretty bloody neutral. Like,
yeah.
I know she has a bit of a bark at the back of the van if someone, but you know.
Yeah.
You could ask me to go to the toilet, I can go, she'll bark at me, I'll get her out, she's absolutely fine once the second her foot hits the floor, and then she's like, oh, have you got some food? Have you got a bit of a stroke?
Yeah. Do you know what's weird? It's like, she's 6-7 years old now, and she's still getting more sociable with people.
Yeah, I
like,
see
I have
that,
to stop her going up to people on a walk now.
Hang on.
Like, she, like, go up and, like, say, anything? Like, hello, yeah, and, like, see if they've got food and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, Dals, like, stop it. And she's like, whoa.
Stop taking us around there, like, picnic season.
Yeah.
Picnics are going to go.
Yeah. So it's like,
this is my sandwich now.
And that's continually, like, getting stronger, like, her desire to go and say hello to people, which you would have thought at 7 years old, you'd pretty much have made up your mind. But she's definitely still getting, I'll say, better. But
I mean,
she's just busier here, and she's just out all the time, and everyone's giving her food. And
I think that's what with Reese and dogs, saw so many every single day. Nothing happens. All right.
Yeah.
So even if I'd done nothing, unless it was massively reinforced, it's going to be, you know, diluted, desensitized, whatever you want to call it. So like, it's pure volume. But obviously not everyone has that luxury of incident-free mooching.
We don't take it for granted, I guess, don't we?
Mm.
Then Blue
wins, yeah.
He's an odd bollock, isn't he?
Yeah, man.
Blue alien
an odd
dog.
Bollock, we got him from, what's it called now?
Rose.
Amnesia, Yorkshire Rose. Is it Yorkshire Rose? Yorkshire Rose. So they do in-house like fostering. They don't have a kennels area. Anna found him, thought he was like a staffy mix.
What?
From the picture, but he looks jacked though.
Yeah,
right. So anyway, we went to go and like
sounds
we went
like
to go
Kate
and
Moss now, isn't he?
We went to go meet him, and we pull up at this house, and they've got a decent bay window, and I could just see him.
Yeah.
On the sofas, flying around. There's other dogs in there, and I'm just like, okay.
Yep.
This is obviously pre this as well. took him for a walk. He was wayward, mate. Like, for a tiny dog or a lightly built dog,
he
could chow on that lead. Like,
was he?
Yeah, so I was just walking around. He's just, like, hauling me everywhere. Gabs could barely walk him.
Just he is, like, quite strong, to be fair, though. Like, he's muscular.
Yeah, he's very muscular. Light, isn't he? Yeah, he's only, like, 18 kegs or something, so he's not got a lot of weight behind him, but he's got a lot of will.
Yeah.
And he does that typical, like, even though he's not full Spaniel, he sprawls out, gets down low. He's, like, he's actually quite good at it. Main problems with him were a little bit of the rescue thing, because and I shouldn't have listened to the backstory as much, but he'd had two homes. One of them had got rid of him because he was too keen on horses. Well, I took him to a off-lead dog park next to a load of horses as a meet-and-greet thing with Rita. He didn't even look at the horses. So I'm going to call waffle on that. Like,
What did they say? Sorry.
They said he'd, like, gone at horses. And I was like, nah, he's not good at in him anyway. And I know him now, he's not good at in him. But when I took him to this place, I was like, oh, there's a horse there. What's he going to do?
Probably
shouldn't have given him that opportunity, but he did nothing.
Yep.
And then the other home allegedly had him in the crate 9 hours a day. Looking back, I think it was probably the opposite. I imagine they let him do what he wanted 9 hours a day, because initially he was terrible with any kind of confinement. Couldn't be in a room on his own. Chewed skirting balls, did all sorts of, like, probably still got that in him, to be honest.
Yeah, he's got a bit of that, hasn't he? Like,
Anna Garbs was almost, well, was crying week two, like, this is too hard. And she was finding it really stressful integrating him and Rita.
Yeah.
And then one day I was just like, George, you know what? I'll just let him go off in the house. Like, what's the worst going to happen? Like, he's a very non-dominant. He was always going to be submissive to Rita.
Yeah.
And they just kind of went like this. Bit of switching, bit of tail wagging, and then just started like running. I've got the video on my phone still. Nice. Just started running bedroom lounge, which is chaos.
Yeah.
But he was absolutely fine. Sent it to Anna, and she was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then since then, they've just been like thick as thieves. They'll curl up, they'll go in the same crate together. Really easy dog combination.
Yeah.
Rita's all indomitable will, staffy American bulldog, attrition. He's just like, don't really care.
Yeah, he's indifferent. A bit wet, isn't he?
He is.
That's good.
But then training-wise, since I started here, he's like, he's good. In fact, someone commented yesterday saying, how did you get your dog like that?
Nice. He's a good dog. He's a good lad. He's a trainable dog.
He's very motivated. Is probably his main thing. He was hard to teach an off switch or a place or a down.
Shame we don't know all that much about agility, innit? Because I think he'd be fucking class at agility. I think it would be his bread and butter.
Yeah. Well, my neighbour, I think, does agility, so maybe I'll go see him. Just let her have him for a bit. I think he would like that. Loves nothing more than chasing a rabbit, though. Loves a ball. Like,
he likes a ball.
His main problem for me outside was he was super, 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 super social. Like, super social.
Like, hyper with dogs?
Yeah.
Who was he?
Mad hyper social.
You forget all this, don't you? I've had a stroke now and all. I've known you all this time, but you just forget what they were like.
You do,
like,
yeah.
Even Chloe reminds me of Ranger and Darla and how bad they are. I'm like, fucking, were they? And they're like, really bad. And then I remember Rita being nuts. I can't remember Blue ever being bad, just jumping on fucking trotters.
He wasn't like a problem, like, oh my God, there's a problem here. But it was just like, oh dog.
Does enjoy a bark at Garbs, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, so she at one point couldn't stand still in the kitchen and, like, look at her phone. He'd just bark at her until she started walking around the kitchen island again. And then it was okay, apparently. I don't know what the way is. But, you know, maybe you just cared about health.
Still, he barked, and then he stopped barking. That's class.
He'd still do that. I guarantee he'd still do that.
I can see that in him.
He's good.
What reason has he got to change?
None.
Do you want to talk about the Frenchies, or do you want to skip to Mr. Mumble?
Okay. Did have my very first puppy, Frenchie, Anna's puppy, really. Got her as a Christmas doggy. Didn't mind that. Picked her up as a contactless pickup in lockdown on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
So this is like the first dog we've bought between us, right?
Yeah. Things couldn't have gone better, to be fair. She was a lovely little dog.
She's fucking class. Absolutely. I was talking about her earlier. She's fucking just
absolutely amazing. Gab's tipped a lot of work into her, did everything that we do and give to puppies, and it just mm-hmm. couldn't have gone better. Obviously, had a bit of tragedy with her. I think she was like seven, 8 months old when she died, fairly tragically. First time I've cried as an adult, pretty much. Still do. And then Nerfy was her half-brother?
Uncle, half-brother.
Something like that. He'd got returned to the breeder where we got Fern from because
he was a funny dog, wasn't
he? Yeah, because he chinned a few people and resource guarding and...
Yeah, he just rolled with it.
Yeah.
He just let him bite our boots and shit. Yeah. Fuck it, we don't mind.
Got him, didn't necessarily mean to keep him. Actually, he ended up
was
adopting
he a foster to adopt?
Yeah. Again, Yorkshire Rolls, they kind of like took him under their wing. We were fostering him to then adopt out, but couldn't do it. I loved him. I loved the little fucker to bits.
He was funny, wasn't
Gabs did too, and he got on so well with everyone else. He was just like, nah, he's going nowhere, mate. And he was very low maintenance, like loved to play, but had like a low limit of what he
just
needed.
Do a little bit and then...
And then he'd put her around, he'd sit in Anna's shop for hours and hours and hours. He was just very, very indifferent with other people.
He's very what?
Indifferent with other
people. Yeah, he didn't give a fuck, did he?
Someone would walk over and they'd be like, oh, hey, man, and they could stroke him. He wasn't aggressive, but he was just like, so what?
Yeah.
But then obviously with those odd people he knew, like you or whatever, he'd liven up and he'd get his legs dancing. And then he got really... I got a really rare breed version of cancer that normally only
what was it called? Do you remember or not?
I can't remember what it's called exactly. Histo something or other. Normally Bernese mountain dogs get. They thought it was lymphoma, which is kind of it's a complicated treatment thing. They don't treat as aggressively as they do with people, so they still have a limited life expectancy, but you're between kind of 6 months, 3 years. But he just did that in a week. Turned out they'd sent the samples to America. It came back as this other thing that was far more aggressive, far more... So then again, that was pretty gutting.
I can't massively talk about gutting. Them.
Nah. It's hard, isn't it? It's like all my other dogs I've lost at fairly old ages. And you've like I've been able to sort of make myself feel a little better in terms of like, right, all right, they've all been rescues, I've given them a better life, they've had a fair, like more life with me than they have that previous stuff, so I think they're okay, whereas obviously the tragedy with them two is just I don't you shit. Can we just hug? Wait. Oh, fuck.
Don't ever think or talk about it. I just can't.
No. Okay.
Just block the whole certain thing out. Well, and Nerf, it's just imagine it. Like,
I still struggle driving down that road some days.
Mm.
Anyhow,
right,
Starkey next.
Mm. I think so. Who was first, Nerf or Stark?
Oh, Cora. How old Stark?
Two.
Oh, Starkey boy then. I don't know. She's just over one.
All right, okay. We went to pick Stark up together, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good.
Do you remember meeting his mum?
It was just a good trip.
It was good, wasn't it? Chatting shit.
It's like a decent day. Got there. Location's epic.
Yeah.
It's like Dog Central. It's like, if I was a dog, I'd want to live here.
Yeah, it was class. Just up at farming.
Proper dog people.
Darlington, were we?
Yeah, just above Barnard Castle, wasn't it?
His mum was like the best dog I've ever met. She was so cool. When I first met her, she just like come and just went between my legs and just like rested her head next to my groin here. I just had a cuddle. And I heard about his dad, but I never met his dad. I only heard things about Bomber. But I didn't know much about it.
A lot of people
time.
Have heard a lot of things about that dog.
Yeah, I know. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
but that was a fairy tale for me. Like, the drive there together was great. The location was great. As soon as you saw or got hold of Starkey, he was just following you around.
It
like
was crazy, in, wasn't it?
It was like, yep, okay, Dad.
Just it was like How to Train Your Dragon or Avatar or something when you link with that thing.
Yeah, that's the Avatar thing. I like that. That's a good analogy. It was a bit weird, but it was just like, right, okay, well, that's meant to be then.
Yep.
Yeah, good day. Yeah, really good day. Dog. And it's turned out better and better and better, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's
obviously, you knew a bit by then as well anyway. So if it hadn't gone as smoothly, you could probably have done a bit about it. Not that you didn't do anything anyway.
Yeah.
But
he just fell right, again, didn't he?
Yeah. And then, for me, the key bit about Starkey is you can throw him in that cafe.
Yeah.
He'd be, all right, he might be a bit of chaos, but he'd be slamming around on his back, being the most sociable little dude ever, or big dude. And then you take him out, maybe it's a Sunday, you take him out onto the field, and
whoosh, yeah.
Different dog. But in a little nice limited picture, whereas there's so many of these dogs that do sport that aren't going near the bastards.
No.
None of the bastards, but I ain't going near them for love nor money, because they're just not sociable. So it's to be able to have both is a magical thing, I think.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. It's the last good thing I'll say about you today.
All right, mate. Yeah, I like that dog. I can't even talk about him too much. I get emotional. He's
got cuddling, mate. That's a good thing about
cool,
him.
He's cool, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Mm. Make the most. I do like that dog. Make the most. I do like that dog a lot. He's a just like boy. My. Yeah, like my fucking soul.
Or I've never met anyone that doesn't like him for different reasons. Yeah, I appreciate what he does on the field.
Yeah.
But I love walking, opening the cafe door, and him just slapping 2 feet on me and going, "Oh, what are you doing there?" Yeah. That's what I love about him.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it's the same dog.
No,
like,
would you? Mate?
He's just around the house. He just like mooches around. He's squirmy, and you know what he's like. And he's pretty naughty in the house. Like, he'll just like jump up on the sides and stuff, and like beg for food and all the rest of it. Like, he does so many things that many of our pet clients would want to stop. But yeah, I've never needed to stop, because I'm just can manage it. Like, fuck off, get off, Stark, and like grab him by the scruff and just throw him off. And he's like, oh, okay, I know.
Yeah, go push it too far, then.
Yeah, he's a class dog. Yeah, you wouldn't meet. There's only been very few people that haven't liked him, and I think it was through other reasons. Not because he's a likable dog. He's
like the little green-eyed monster or something.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. There's no way you can't like him. Nah, like, if you don't like him, you're a knob.
Yeah, you don't like dogs. Yeah,
you don't like Stark. Fuck you, man. And I'll say it to your face.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. He's a great boy.
Cora next.
From great boys to ropey girls. Nah, she's lovely. I absolutely love that dog to bits. Do you know what I think is dangerous sometimes? And this is probably a mistake I made with my first two Rotties. I had a Rottie into a Rottie. And the second Rottie was mega trained. He was a sick dog, a lovely dog. But he wasn't my other dog. And I wasn't old enough or mature enough to deal with that.
Yep.
Whereas with Cora, I've got full appreciation. She's not me Fern. She's not me Nerf. She's an absolutely mad as a fucking ass. She's a brilliant dog. Doesn't do much. Does do place very, very well. Because we wanted to do that in Norfolk when we went on holiday. That's the only thing she really knows. Yeah. Gab's very interested. Lie down on a bed whilst I have breakfast. Fine, that'll do. Gab's does potentially want to do e-call recall with her. So she can go flying around the garden. Because it's not necessarily like penned in. She just wants a bit. Because she worries about her a bit, I think. Like, a shepherd once had a bit of a crack out on the canal.
Yeah.
Gav's panicked a bit, I think, that. And I understand it, because I've seen the same dog, and he's got a bit, like, he's a spicy so-and-so, yeah.
Do you think it's maybe a bit of a touchy question, but do you think, like, the nerve in the dog has come from Gav's bubble wrapping her because of what happened to Fern?
Yeah.
And you see it a lot with our clients, dogs and things, don't we? If they've had some trauma or lost the dog, then the next dog, they can often bubble wrap them. And 100%. Then when you obviously raise a dog with the attitude that you have to wrap them in bubble wrap, they start to believe that they're truly fragile.
Yeah.
I was speaking about it with the Dovecotes guy about Daxies, and they're just treated like, even May and fucking Martha are like, I pick her up and she's like, watch your back, do this, do this. I'm like, she's going to be fucking fine.
Yeah.
But she'll start believing it.
Yeah.
Start believing that everything's dangerous, and
of course,
then it's gonna the dog will respond in kind by telling everything to fuck off, right?
Yeah. Of course, he's okay. Like, you could take her anywhere. I could bring her here. She'd be.
I've never seen a problem.
She's not
in the dog
trained.
Mm.
But she plays every day. She plays with my other dogs. You could take her to a cafe. She's my little friend. She yeah through the door. She dances around. She's crazy.
The spectrum between our dogs, between however many we've got between us, like fucking seven or whatever, is just insane.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah
it?
Yeah, it's
like
great.
They might
it's
as
funny
well be different species, like from your Stark to your Cora, to your Darla, to your Stark, to your Rita and your Blue. Like, there's just fucking... And all different levels of training. Like, I would accept nothing less of Stark than being, like, trained to a fucking elite level.
Yeah.
And then if I had, like, a dog like Cora or Martha, let's say, fucking do what you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's all good. Like, you're not going to fucking hurt
anyone.
Yeah,
as long as we can still do everything, do it.
Yeah. As long as you still do all the nice things and nothing you're doing is going to, like, leave you out of the group, then...
Yeah. Yeah, that's sweet. The main, isn't it? Yeah, if I can't take you somewhere because of what you're doing, then it's a problem. And
I was speaking to Simon the Mutt Nut, and he's like really surprised about how I am with my dogs and what I let them get away with. And I'm like,
okay,
no, they're just fucking dogs. Like,
do you think that comes a little bit from the force-free background, though, of having to manage more?
No, so he's under the impression that the balanced side of things are more regimented with their dog.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And my argument would be...
More militant.
More militant. like you can't do this, you can't do this.
Yeah.
But my argument would be, like, if you're empowered to say no, you can let your dog do what they want, and then if they go too far, you can say no to stop them.
Yeah.
But if you are not empowered to say no, then you have to manage everything and wait for moments that you can just reinforce, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you, if anything, if you want to train force-free, you better be fucking prepared to be militant.
Yeah.
You
regimented.
Better, exactly.
Regimented. Like, I don't think you can
all the time, and you got your passive management has to be exemplary.
Yeah.
But if you've got the power of punishment, you don't have to manage as well, because if the dog goes and fucking hops over my wall at my house to chase a sheep, I say fucking no.
Yep.
He's gonna go shit. His ears are gonna go back, and he's gonna come back over the wall, right?
Yep.
But if I was not empowered to apply the no and aversion associated with it once upon a time, then it means, right, flexi lead in the fucking garden.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it could be you and Cora, for example, right?
Yep.
You got to lead on her in the garden.
Yep.
Fine.
100%.
So I think it's a big misconception that, like, balanced dog trainers are really regimented. And I think to a degree, like, you have to be with certain problems and certain, but fuck me, we're not without dogs.
No, yeah.
We've said it before, like...
But also, do your dogs don't really fight, right? They play fight.
Yeah.
Ever have, like, a bit of a scuffle?
Darla will occasionally tell Stark to fuck off, but they've never had a fight.
If you say we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Range, cut the shit. They're going to stop.
Same. So I'm, well, 3.5.
But if we didn't have that, it means, okay, we're going to have to keep the dog segregated.
Yeah.
No, being friends.
Yeah.
Because if you 1% of the time you fall out, I can't stop you.
Yep.
But if I can stop you, because if I'm willing to grab you both by the scruff of the neck and pull you apart and then, like, knock your fucking heads together, metaphorically,
not,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Not for fun, but just to, like, I know.
Then I can trust you all to be out together and just fucking be dogs and have fun.
Of course.
Because trust me, the dog men with, like, 10, 15 dogs and stuff like that, and your Ivans and your people that have got these big packs of dogs.
Caesar Milan?
Your Caesar Milan, who's got, what, how many?
Are you allowed to say that? That name anymore?
Fuck it, I'll say it. There's not many other dog trainers walking around with, like, a ranch of 100 dogs that get on well with each other,
whatever,
right?
You think of whatever he does, all the best in that situation.
Where's your ranch and 50 rescue dogs?
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting. Have you forgot about anyone? Or
I've got half a dog.
Oh, Mr. Bumble, yeah. Go on, the newest edition. Let's talk briefly about Mr. Bumble.
So Yorkshire Rolls.
Yeah,
he's a funny dog. Yorkshire Rolls have got, like, a relationship with the kennels out.
It's essentially a fourth haunted, Frenchie, right? Mate.
I know.
How have you ended up with a load of fucking Frenchies? Like, what?
And
what in God's... You would never put you and a Frenchie, right?
I wouldn't. But I do love him.
Do you know what? They're classes. Like, me and English Bulldogs are fucking... Oh, my God. I never thought I'd like an English Bulldog in my life. But that Piper I got on residential, I'm just in love with her. You just sit and kiss her all day and just, like, listen to her snort on me. I'm just like... I just love her. I just keep telling her I love you. I love you. We're not doing any training. I love you. Stop trying to bite people, though. So it's fine.
Yeah, it's good. That's all what it counts, right? It's amazing what love can do.
It is, yeah. Mr. Mumble.
Yeah, Mr. Mumble. So Yorkshire Rose has got a relationship with his kennels out, like, just above Pontefract Way. He'd been pulled off the streets for about a year.
What?
Yeah. He'd been handed in. So he'd been in the kennels for over a year, and they said he wasn't coping well. Was dog reactive.
Bumble was in kennels for over a year.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He got adopted once, but was returned within 48 hours because he chinned someone, which I kind of get.
Yeah,
so he does this weird thing with the harness, right? So he got garbs over this.
I said he wouldn't do it.
He'd be fine.
Nah, he doesn't mean it.
Into doing it.
Boom! And he got her. Yeah. So their relationship was tarnished from day one. So I've had him like most of the time here, obviously. Do you know what? As well, he's an all right little dog. His recall's pretty class.
Yeah.
He's like dog responsive, is what I would say.
He's
seeking out conflict. He's a bit frusty. He'd like to go say hello. If a dog has a go at him, he'll have a stick his chest out back. I don't really mind that. But
he's not a particularly like tricky dog, though, is he?
No, no. Initially, he was terrible because he just wasn't food motivated or anything. But now he's like,
okay, yeah.
I do still hand feed him everything.
Did he become fat, or was he all right?
Yeah, he was huge.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like 18 kegs. I think he's about 15 now. But he's like,
so if your dog doesn't take food, anyone, like, the first thing to do is just check their weight, that they're at a weight that they're going to want to take food. Because if like dogs should not be overweight, they're not like gluttonous fucking pigs like us.
No.
Like, if you want to keep them nice and lean, it's good for the health.
Yeah.
Like a fat dog, it just ain't going to be food motivated. They've got the storage there. Yeah. They're not.
He'd run a 5K now, easy.
Yeah, he's in good nick.
Like, he runs
I think
up
he's
and
quite
out
handsome,
rolls.
French bulldog.
Yeah, he is,
he's
yeah.
got a good snout in that. He's not very like snorty and stuff, is he?
No. And he'll walk to heel. He'll take food, he'll recall, doesn't know place.
People forget like how simple training is.
Yeah.
Like, how much have you really fucking done with that dog?
Yeah,
other
nothing.
Than like keep a house line on it.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one. So he couldn't settle in the house because he'd not been in one for a year. So he was just used to doing whatever he wanted in his kennel. He was terrible in the house initially. And I say terrible, like he just wouldn't settle, wouldn't lie down, be up at the counter. So the house line completely nullified all that. Now he'll just lay on a cushion in front of the fire.
One of our online coaching clients, two Frenchies, like pretty much won't settle in the house. I just said, right, lead on. They're CrossFitters, so they've got kettlebells left, right, and centre. I said, kettlebell over there, kettlebell over there, tie the dogs up.
True benefit of CrossFit.
Yeah, having kettlebells. Tie both dogs up. As soon as they calm down, you let them off again.
Nice.
They dick around, put them back on. Calm down, let them off again. Sound.
Simple.
So easy.
Slightly,
and they're like, they're different fucking dogs.
And maybe more simple than people think it should be, but work's a dream.
Yeah, just a lead in the house.
Yeah.
I reckon you could get away with, like, not even using a crate if you're, like, good at for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes, crate and then full freedom can create bigger problems, can't it?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
A bit, like, pent up to then, boosh.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
It's that interim step of, like, you can be out, but I expect you to be calm. Do you still use a house leader?
No. Every now and again, I'll put it back on, and if he's having one,
just dicking around.
You know, we all have those days.
That's all it needs to be, isn't
but
it?
But that's like rare.
I think we're both very nonchalant about our dogs, but I think that's part of the beauty, isn't it? You're just like, well, it's a process. Just trust it.
And once they've found where they all slot in, I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's
funny. Your problem, mate. I spoke to the people on an online assessment today. They were almost trying to create equality by like, oh, okay, we've done all this with this one, we need to do this with this one. And they'd not wound up in too many problems yet, but you can create, I think you can create problems
definitely.
That way. Like, oh no, it's your turn first for this. It doesn't really work
definitely.
Like that. So once they've found their little jigsaw puzzle with your dogs in your household, you're okay. But
yeah. I am so grateful that Stark is subservient to both of my older dogs, because if you would not want that big, capable bastard.
No, yeah, that's it.
To think that he could fucking
dish
his fucking body weight around.
Yeah.
So, like, he's scared of Darla,
who
is like, would fucking shit herself at her own
but
fart.
Don't you feel sorry for him?
No. Mental, isn't it? Yeah. It's just crazy. Yeah. I don't care that he's like, well, she's lying on the floor and he's like, you see his ears go back and he like go around her. That's fucking great. Because if he was like, I'm going to walk over you, she bites him, they get into a scuffle. He realizes that two-year-old, like, fucking bullard that he can win.
Yeah.
We've got a big problem. So she got one in nice and early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was fine. I've got the video still on my phone. You can just hear me. Like, so Darla's like prey guarding him, mouth over the throat, like, doesn't leave a mark on him. And he's going, I'm pissing in the air. And you just like hear me howling, laughing. Anyone else that saw that, they'd be like, that dog's killing that dog. And I'm like, no, he's learning a really important lesson today. And he did. And the lesson is still standing.
Different reasons.
Yeah. And the lesson is still standing. And this is Darla is the most fucking pathetic, scared of her own fart dog.
Yeah.
And then Stark is the scared of nothing dog, except for Darla, which is just fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need that. Are you gonna say it, mate? Are you gonna say hierarchy? You need that hierarchy in your house and let it deal with itself to a degree. Because if you have like, so you try and create this, you create more conflict than you got.
But what about did retracting? Oh no, he didn't though, did he? Let's not be. Let's not cherry pick.
Yeah, it does exist.
Doesn't.
Anyway. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all of them.
Sound.
Until the next one.
What would be your next one?
I don't know, to be honest. I'd get another, like, blue sort of dog.
Would you?
Yeah.
But fuck was that? You're coming in and down on us. Don't think I'll get another dog for a long time.
No, my only reason would be obviously Reese is getting a bit older and I don't want to end up with only one stooge dog that comes to work with me. That's my only real.
She's still got legs in her yet though,
hasn't she? Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, yeah, I think I've got everything like I want in Stark, so.
Yeah.
She's very versatile as a dog. Ranger and Dals have still got legs in them, so.
Yeah.
What would you get, like, if you just had one dog? Like, you just never had your dogs. You just got one dog from a like a sensible point of view.
Yeah, probably a staff.
Yeah, same.
Do love a staff.
Yeah, I'd like a little red, like fucking bricky.
You know, like Bruce, who came on Resi.
What colour is he?
Brindle, but like a ready brindle.
Yeah.
You met him in the cafe that time, didn't you? Yeah. Like, he's good. Like, just a little power pack thing. Could go on a 20-mile hike, but could probably just play in the garden 5 minutes and lie down.
Yep. They're fucking quality, aren't they?
Yeah, really good.
Could chin another dog in certain contexts,
many contexts, I imagine.
Yeah, don't take them to the play park where they can just practice chinning dogs.
They just love a bit of attrition, don't they?
Yeah, I think if you built loads of like neutrality in them, and then mine would be a staffy as well. I think.
Yeah,
they're so versatile, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're like their characters are really reliable too. Like, they all look the same.
Yeah. Lovable little rogues.
Whereas, like, you get a kind of other breeds, you can get. Ones that are great and then ones that are like spaniels, like you can get a nervy little fucking shit house.
Like a good spaniel's mega.
Yeah.
But a shit spaniel's
bad. Yeah.
But
like all the staffies, I feel that they're more consistent in their personality. We had many with like Seppi stuff, staffies, because of like, I've heard on other podcasts and stuff, other parts of the world, US and that, that they're really bad for it, but I've had like none.
I can't think of one. Well, maybe Brucey sort of, but he's more FOMO. Wasn't really Seppi.
Yeah.
FOMO.
2 days from now, our online academy is opening up. Everything we've ever filmed, training the dog. Two days from now, unless you're listening to this at a different date to the day it was filmed, then that last statement was fucking pointless. But the 1st of April, at some point. By the time you're listening to this, there's like a 99% chance our online academy is. And if you're in April, you can use the discount code WhopperStopper for 50% off forever. It's going to cost everyone £40 a month unless you use the code WhopperStopper. And the beauty is we're going to add to it consistently all the time with all our guests and all our stuff. There's going to be thousands and thousands of hours. But if you sign up as one of the OGs, it'll never, ever change for you.
Nice.
But if, you know, fucking 2 years from now, it might be £100 a month because we're fucking...
Inflation, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But for you guys that sign up in April 2024, it'll be £20 a month forever.
How many coffees is that?
It was four mocha lattes or something.
All right.
Fucking like £5.60 for like a big Starbucks or something like that. It's cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sign up to Online Academy. We also offer online coaching because we have... worldwide fans.
Yep.
Now we're fucking famous and shit.
You're famous.
So we can coach you and your dog alongside the Online Academy. WhatsApp support 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Unless we're asleep, and then we won't reply. So you'll be asleep.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll need a few more of those Starbucks, and we'll have to just shift our funds.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you in the Academy. We'll see you for a podcast next time. That was a good emotional episode.
Yes.
Of Caffeine and Canines episode. We have no idea. Maybe like 20.
It's up there.
It's up there with...
It's more than
it's
one.
It's double digits.
It's less than 50.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Say bye to everyone, Ian.
Goodbye, everyone, Ian.